Foreign News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Russia hasn't said anything yet about a new U.S.-brokered peace plan for Ukraine. Details of the blueprint, drafted by Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and a Russian negotiator, have been leaking out this week. Land concessions by Ukraine are reportedly part of the plan. Surrendering territory to the Russians has been a non-starter for the Ukrainians, at least so far. Never reluctant to speak his mind, President Trump is not backing away from his contention that a half-dozen Democrat lawmakers are guilty of sedition. That's an offense that carries a death sentence.
The president's action comes after those lawmakers called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy, quote, illegal orders, unquote. A 90-second video first appeared on Tuesday from Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin's X account. It features six congressional members who speak directly to U.S. troops. Senator Slotkin claims our troops are under, quote, enormous stress and pressure right now, unquote.
House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson terms the Democrats' call to disobey orders wildly inappropriate. He calls himself a Democratic socialist. President Trump calls him a communist. Should be an interesting White House meeting today between the president and New York City's mayor-elect.
During his upcoming Oval Office sit-down with the president, Zohran Mamdani wants to talk about how the two leaders could work to make New York City more affordable. When he announced the meeting on social media, Donald Trump referred to Mamdani as the communist mayor of New York. The mayor-elect said he's not concerned his meeting with the president could be a political trap. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 150 points, while the NASDAQ is 169 points lower. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
It comes from the Pew Research Center and finds that, as you might have suspected, the South is the most religious region in the country, by a lot. 26% of people who describe themselves as Christians in this country live in the southeastern part of the U.S. Only 10% of such people live in the Northeast, 13% in the Midwest, and 13% in the Far West. The poll also reports that of the Christians who live in the South, most are Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Feminists claim that Christianity keeps women down, but that assertion flies in the face of the current situation in this country. Outspoken women within the ranks of conservative evangelicals have been engaging in ongoing political and social debates. In one Dallas suburb, more than 6,500 conservative Christian women attended an October conference organized by commentator Ali Beth Stuckey. This is SRN News. Meta is urging its underage Australian customers to get ready for the country's ban on devices.
Meta has started notifying young Australians to download their digital histories and delete their accounts from Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. This comes ahead of a new law banning social media for those under 16. The Australian government announced that platforms including Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube must comply with age restrictions by December 10th. Meta on Thursday became the first to outline its compliance plan, contacting young users via SMS and email. The messages warn that access will be deleted from December 4th. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Council on American-Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The governor labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. CARE is asking a federal judge to strike down the proclamation. More details at srnnews.com.